Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We have extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule is with us. So is the Chicago Fur Band now dead? That's it, Stephanie?
Hey, Bob. Morning. It is certainly dead for now. A push by Alderman Ray Lopez and animal activists to ban the sale of new furs across Chicago has failed. The debate pitted animal rights activists against small business owners, with proponents saying the ban would obviously fight animal cruelty, and fur shops saying it would kill family-owned businesses and send their, send them to the suburbs and their tax dollars with it. There are six fur shops in the city limits that would have been affected, including two in Beverly on the south side where I live. It looks like, at one point it looked like they had the votes to pass the measure, but a late push from the Black Caucus killed the deal in a 19-26 vote. Some of the people who voted against it said that it was an overreach on government's part to try and regulate these businesses. And Alderman Stephanie Coleman said that for Black women in particular, furs are a symbol that they take great pride in. They take great pride in being able to attain this sort of luxury item. So dead for now.
The mayor was neutral on that issue. Let's talk about a legendary venue that is moving. What's the story on this club, a famed reggae club, huh?
Yes, the legendary Northside venue, Wild Hair, will make its comeback in the West Loop later this spring. It's going to feature live music on its lower level main stage and on its rooftop, right there in the heart of Fulton Market. The Wild Hair started as a country bar on Clark Street in Wrigleyville, but eventually became a powerhouse of reggae music before it closed in 2011. And so we're going to see it now make a comeback.
And finally, it's St. Patrick's Day time, and there's all sorts of activities. And I know at blockclubchicago.com you've got a whole bunch listed. What are a couple of highlights, Stephanie?
Yeah, we got 40 options for people, but my four picks, obviously, if you've never done it, you have to go see The River Died. This will be the 70th year that the Plumbers Local 130 Union is doing it. Again, me down here in Beverly, I'll be at the Southside Irish Parade. That's noon Sunday. It kicks off at 103rd Street and Western Avenue. There's also a Northwest Side Irish Parade. Takes off at noon Sunday on the Northwest Side. And then shout out to Old St. Pat's. They will be hosting their Shamrock in the Block. This is their fourth annual St. Patrick's Day pop-up. It features Irish food, drinks, live music, dance performances, and it's family-friendly. All ages are welcome.
Bingo, brunches, booze cruise. It's all there at blockclubchicago.org, just in time for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Stephanie, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great one.